job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Yes, welcome to TCE Radio podcast, whatever we call this. It's all great. Listen, today we're going to talk about the power of decision making with these New Year solutions. And on purpose, at the time you're listening to this, I'm not doing this on the first day or the second day or the third day of a new season. I'm doing it near the end because most of us have already dropped those new things, put them back in the closet or the shelf, and went right back to what we used to do. We're not doing that in TCE land. So listen, we're going to hit the power of decision making. This is part two of a 4-part series. Get this push up, write it down, believe nothing that's said, believe everything that's done. This is going to be repeated. Here we go. TCE push-up regarding decision-making. Believe nothing that's said. Believe everything that's done. Like I said, about this time of the year, whatever y'all were going to do differently, particularly with decisions in your career, your life, or business, you've already put them right back in the drawer, close the drawer, and put the lock on it. But it's okay. We're going to move forward, and we're going to share some things that we can do differently so that we can make sure we're putting some power, some moxie, some good stuff in our decision-making. But first, got to tell you some data. So as you're making decisions, here's some data for those of us in the career space, right? Whether you're changing, looking, employers, this is important for you, employees, entrepreneurs. Hey, entrepreneurs, guess what? The employees and the employers buy your service, so you got to hear this stuff too. So just letting you know, the jobless claims, came out this morning around 8:30. And just to let you know, remember, the trends are your friends, okay? The trends are your fans. We went down again. I think it was, I'm looking at the report. The source I'm using is the AP, but you can go to BLS.gov to get all kinds of great data on how we're doing, BLS.gov. And the reason I just put this on Instagram. Why can I not see it right now? Anyway, it fell by 6,000 from the previous week to 186,000 initial jobless claims, and that's good news. Again, that means 186,000 people last week went to their places, so their unemployment office, where I'm based at, in Virginia, it's the Virginia Employment Commission, that they got laid off, plant closures, you know, downsized, whatever it is, 186,000. Now, that's good news. It's under 200,000, which is great. A couple years ago, we were hitting 900,000 a week, you know, a million a week. So the trend is 6,000 less than before. Yes, there is news about all kinds of layoffs in different sectors. We'll get into that. But right now, I want to give you the facts. 186,000, the trend is good, but it's 6 the week before. We will get this number every single Thursday, 8:30, so I will give it to you so you can have some data. So what does that mean? Well, yes, there's one sector that's really letting go of people, but it seems like the other sectors aren't doing too bad, all right? And less is always more. I love it. So listen, so again, we're going to get to our power of decision-making with some tips and some tricks that you can use as you're making decisions in those sectors. Hey, wherever platform you're enjoying this on, make sure you follow, subscribe, hit the bell, remind, all that kind of good stuff so that you don't miss another powerful segment that we have. So let me take a quick break. We're going to come right back getting into how you can put power decision-making, data-driven decision-making. Put them feelings in your pocket, y'all, so you can have a powerful career, life, and business. Here we go.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Declare what you don't want to do. Fact, I don't like okras. Therefore, I don't eat okras. I enjoy collards instead. If you don't like something, stop pursuing it. Your declarations will release you to pursue those areas where your interests, gifts, talents, and strengths can shine. Power statement, when you love what you do, you'll never be forced to go to work every day. This is Francina Harrison, the Career Engineer. Thank you for listening.
Yes, we love it when you listen. So thank you again for tuning in to Career Talk here with your Career Engineer. TCENow.com is where you find us, and make sure you like, subscribe, share, alert, all those great things, no matter what platform you're enjoying this on. So listen, I'm talking about believe nothing that's said, believe everything that's done. That's how we do a push-up, power-driven decision-making. So you're in the best times and the tough ones, right? Particularly for some of you, it could be a tough time right now because let's face it, life does what it does. And every moment, second, hour, you've got to make a critical decision about your next. You know, the thing for our year, this year, our working thing is, you know, last year was over and next, which is so powerful. Hopefully we buried some overs, but some of y'all brought those overs back again. But this year we're saying, you know what, there is an over and next is important, but N-O-W, the N-O-W, now, what you do now impacts your next. And that's why your decision-making is so critical, okay, why it's so critical. By us making decisions based on what's done, okay, not how you feel, not what he or she said, not how the vibe you felt when you walked by this person, or the boss should know how I feel, or the employee should understand our deadlines and what's going on, or my significant other, I don't understand why they just don't do what I, in my head, what I need them to do, and I'm upset because they haven't changed their behavior, all right? What has been done? What has been done, okay? Time to communicate with someone about something, or you want, like I just gave you guys the data, the trends, that's what's done, 186, 6,000 less than last week. That should tell you, okay, that, all right, the trends seem to be going in the right direction. If I'm thinking about moving forward in a place or space, again, triple E, employee, entrepreneur, employer, I need to base it on the data. I need to put my feelings truly in my pocket, okay? Data and facts versus feelings. A lot of us are making decisions that we feel a certain kind of way. Or someone told me that someone told me that someone told me that this has happened. I say go get the facts. I say go get the facts. And whenever you're thinking of making that critical thing to move forward, to stand still, I'm a big fan of never going backwards. I believe in moving forward, and forward might mean sometimes bringing up some things from your past that were relevant and beneficial to help you make revenue going forward. But again, you have to think of the day. So if a situation is presented to you right now, you're in a situation, whatever that situation is. I mean, whatever that situation is, I mean, financial, employment, I don't, health, right? And you got to decide, what am I going to do now that's going to impact the next? Because you can't have a next without now. I'm going to suggest, strongly suggest that whatever you got to do something now. I mean, you can't be still. But let your now action be based on the data you know. If you don't know the data, what do you need to do? You ask relevant questions. Again, keep the feelings out of it. When this thing happened in the past, what is the case study, if you want to use that, or what has been the experience of others? Like, wisdom is so important in decision making, but get the data. I think he told me to do this. No, what did he tell you? I think my boss feels this way. No, what did your boss do? What did your boss say? I think my employee doesn't quite get, no, what did the employee do? You see how I'm going to actions? I mean, actions. Now, I'm not saying feelings aren't important for another place and space, but for making decisions based because you're angry, making a decision because you're jealous, making a decision because you're envious, making a decision because you're vulnerable, making a decision because you're scared, making a decision because you're absent, like you're making a decision on something that's present, but you're absent from the data. Bad moves, guys, all around, from employer to employee to the ditch digger to the rocket scientist. Bad moves to make permanent decisions during temporary feelings. I say, you know what? I'm not sure. Okay, maybe I did a project. Maybe I got the stank eye from the boss. I don't know why the stank eye is. Let me go and talk to the person. Hey, Johnny Sue, Jerry Q, question about the project. I delivered this. I haven't got any feedback from you or input or ways of making it more effective or efficient. Can we talk so I can get the data? Moving forward, what do you need from me to get to X? What do I need to stop doing to get to Y? Data. Write it down. Write it in your phone. I don't know. Whatever thing you want to do. Data decision-making is what's going to power up your life and your career and your business. Really. Put your feelings in your pockets, guys. I say it all the time. I get a lot of flack from it because I know everybody's so uber-sensitive. Put that feeling in your pocket. Get some data about the facts and then decide what to do. You know, I mean, and I believe facts are facts. I mean, gravity is gravity, whether you feel it or not. All right, it is. I mean, you can put, where is gravity yellow, purple, gold? I don't know what color gravity is. I really, but I know it's necessary. And I know it's a fact. And I know that if I go to the top of my home and I decide to test gravity and jump off, the facts suggest I will fall and the facts suggest it's going to hurt, right? So I'm not gonna. So that's the fact of it. Okay. So please take this push up to heart. It's one of the push ups that I use daily in my business all the time because I have to. I can't. I mean, and I'm in a business where I get stank eye a lot, or I get anxious feelings a lot. I can't deal with the feelings. I mean, I deal with them. I understand the feeling. I can empathize. But we have to make decisions based on what? Believe nothing that's said. Believe everything that's done. Actions matter. Didn't your grandmama say this? I mean, this is not new stuff, right? Actions matter. Base it on actions. I love Judge Judy. What she say? Please don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. The action is, yeah, peeing on my leg, right? So come on, let's get together. So that's my story. That's part 2 of 4, and I'm sticking with it. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Failure happens when you try to become something you are not. There is no one on this planet just like you. Learn to embrace and accept your originality, your body composition, the hue of your complexion, your voice, your essence, and your professional style. My message to you, accept who you are. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, the career engineer.
You to accept who you are. I mean, like your gifts, your talents, your dreams, all of that, but still take it up a notch. So listen, next week we're going to get into part 3 of this, which is, you know, because I tell you, if you can take this, these push-ups and use them universally to everything you do, I mean, everything. This is not just about a job or anything like that, or your business. Use these push-ups for life, you know. Use these push-ups for life. I think next week we're getting into some confidence. We're going to talk about being strategic, but definitely use these for life. So I want you, though, for the next week, 7 days, apply this principle, TC push-up, believe nothing that's said, believe everything that's done, and base your next moves, like your actions now, and your next move based on the doneness, done. Let's stop making decisions off of raw meat. So listen, the other thing I want to say is make sure you check us out, you know, visit our website often. We've done some updates in the sense that we've got some really cool things happening coming up this season. We've relaunched our TCE First Tuesdays. First one will be in March. If you're in the local area, you definitely need to come out. It's a complimentary to show up. Happy hour, though. I'm expecting you to patronize our amazing venue that we've partnered with this year. But you can find all of that on the TCENow.com. Of course, follow us everywhere on our socials. I mean, like, we're just everywhere being social, right? The very social engineer. But and the summit is coming back. I can't say it enough, but we are so excited. TCESummit.com. Check it out. Come by plane, by train, by automobile. It's going to be fantastic. What's our theme? Imagine what our theme is. Hey, over, now, and next. Those three things really matter to get your entrepreneurship, your employees, your employer, your workforce space optimized and ready to rock and roll. So listen, I thank you for joining me. Got a question or comment, find me, tcenow.com. Email me, info@tcenow.com. I love your questions and your comments. Keep them going. Be blessed, and remember, don't get anxious. Always get prepared.